views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Vibrant Powerful Moms, a half hour focused on helping you realign with your vibrant, powerful self so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and today I want to tackle a few parenting beliefs that increase stress and decrease performance. So if you're a parent, and especially if you're raising young kids right now, you'll likely find this very applicable to your life. If, on the other hand, you're not actively raising a child at the moment, you can still enjoy this by thinking about other areas that it might be applicable in your life. So just a little bit of mental gymnastics there, and it should still work for you. So I encourage you to notice both the obvious way that it applies with your kids and also to go a bit deeper with it and think about how it might apply to you in something new that you're learning, maybe at work, or maybe you're at university, or even in a significant relationship that you're in. Anything that you're relatively new at, really care about, and tends to change or grow can be affected by what I'm sharing. All right, so back to parenting. Becoming a parent is one of the most life-altering experiences a person can make. One day you're responsible for only yourself, and the next you're in charge of the very survival of another. The overwhelming emotions, the fear of making a mistake, and the incredible uncertainty can leave new parents quite breathless. With each successful moment, you gain more confidence, only to take two giant steps back anytime something goes wrong. Now, I believe, all things considered, people are doing the best they can with what they know in any moment in time. You likely entered into the role of parenting wanting to be good at it and to raise a well-balanced child. It's just once you're in it that things often go in a different direction. Maybe your child doesn't behave the way you expected them to, or maybe they go through a really tough spot, or your partner's going through a tough spot, and maybe all this piggybacks on a tough situation that you're facing in another area of your life. Now, I'm not suggesting that you're raising unbalanced children or that you're not good at this task. I am suggesting this job could be a lot easier with more support, less judgment, and increased understanding from others and from yourself. When you feel supported by the people around you, your confidence improves, which allows you to access your creativity more easily, helps you to problem solve, and keeps you more connected to your own resiliency, which is that sense that you truly can handle whatever life throws your way. When we don't pay attention to the things in our lives that are guiding a lot of our behaviors, reactions, and judgments, it makes life so much harder than it needs to be, and by extension, decreases your personal vibrancy. Let me illustrate with a story of my own. It's 24 years ago, so I'm 27 years old. I'm a brand new mom. My son, who was born 2 weeks early at 6 pounds, 6 ounces, is a week old. I'm sleep deprived, and although breastfeeding's going okay, I'm so sore that I'm really not sure I'm doing it right. And I'm a little anxious about my baby being jaundiced, even though I've been assured that this is totally normal. The phone rings, and it's the public health nurse wanting to come visit us at home just to make sure everything's going okay, to weigh my baby, and to answer any questions that I might have. Yay! I would love the support. She arrives that afternoon. She's kind, patient, knowledgeable, and most importantly, supportive. Just what I need. As our time together comes to an end, she says, "You need to start giving him vitamin D. It's a liquid and most babies love it. So have your husband pick some up and just squirt about half a dose into his cheek. It's kind of sweet, so he won't mind. And once he's used to it, he'll probably see it as a treat." That sounds simple and healthy, I think to myself as I jot down my notes. So we're up early the next day, as we're every single day. I take out the vitamin bottle, I read the package information, and I get the required dosage into the little plastic syringe. "Here you go, honey, a little treat for you that will help you grow big and strong." I squirt a little bit into his cheek and he turns his head away as if I just assaulted him with an actual needle. And then he spits the sticky orange liquid out onto his chin. So I take my finger, I scoop up the orange liquid, I push it back into his mouth. "Don't be silly. The nurse says you'll love it once you get used to it." Except he doesn't. He's looking kind of mad now, and as he opens his mouth to complain, I squirt some more into his cheek. He looks like he's trying to spit it out, but he also looks like he wants to howl in protest. So he takes in a deep breath, except he doesn't get oxygen. He sucks the sticky orange liquid into his lungs. His little eyes are so wide and his body stiffens in panic. He's making this kind of coughing, wheezing noise, telling me that he can't get air or even a deep enough breath to cough it out. I'm fighting a strong urge to panic. Oh my God. The nearest hospital is 15 minutes away. I can't drive and give CPR at the same time. Oh, I think I've killed my baby. Less than 10 seconds have passed since I injected the liquid, but it feels like an hour. Oh, get a grip, Debbie. You're the mother. Do something. So I flip my baby head down on my arm. I just took infant CPR about a month ago. And I try to do something resembling a baby Heimlich, which is basically pummeling his back. He's kicking and struggling to breathe. And as I turn him back over, he's starting to look a little blue. Tears are streaming out of his eyes and they're pouring down my face now. In total desperation, I lift my shirt and put him on the breast. He latches on and I'm not even sure why it works because the sticky orange liquid's in his lungs, which is not where the milk goes, but it seems to help. Oh my gosh. I'm like shaking. My nose is running all over the place. I sit down in my chair and just cry. Now, can you see how in that short time span, I went from being a fairly confident mother of a newborn to a quivering emotional wreck? I felt like such a failure. What kind of mom can't even give their baby some vitamin properly? But here's where the story gets even more interesting. It's a week later, and the nurse comes back for another visit. I'm trying to tell her my story, but I can feel the emotions welling up inside of me. I glance over at her and she has this big smile on her face. She's shaking her head and her shoulders tell me she's holding in a laugh. "Oh, I'm sorry for laughing," she says. "I'm sure it didn't feel at all funny to you. If it helps, this is definitely not the first time I'm hearing a story like this. But vitamin D is very important, especially for breastfed babies. So try again. He'll stop fighting you once he realizes you mean business." I want to argue with her. Something inside is telling me that my situation is different from anyone else's. Also, my baby wasn't fighting me. He was choking to death. I also want to tell her I did try one more time, and while it wasn't nearly as dramatic, I still didn't get any vitamin into him. It just went all over us. There has to be a different way. I've been doing some reading, Can't we get the vitamin D from the sun? But I don't say any of this. My chin is quivering and the tears are now flowing down my cheeks. And I know that if I open my mouth to tell her any of this, I will fall apart completely. So I nod my head, wipe my face on my sleeve, grab a Kleenex, take a shaky breath, and I watch the nurse measure and weigh my baby. Now, of course, back then, I didn't know about personal power, intuition, or the incredibly important need for every one of us to reclaim our voice. Reflecting on it now, I had two deep-seated beliefs guiding my actions. Number one, the doctors, and by extension, the public health nurse, knows best. And if you love your baby, you should listen to them. I mean, just because I read What to Expect When You're Expecting cover to cover doesn't mean I'm an expert. And number two, if you don't listen to the authorities, they can see you unfit as a mother and maybe even take your baby away. Isn't that amazing? Here I am, a social worker by profession, a woman who has declared to anyone who will listen that I truly want to be the best mom I can possibly be. And yet, rather than feel supported and encouraged by this critical support system, I feel scared and unwilling to stand up for what I feel needs to be said. The nurse leaves and I pick up the phone to call my friend and cry out my woes to her before remembering that her son, who's 6 months older than mine, loves his vitamin D and takes it easily. She told me that last week when I called. My mom has already told me that she agrees with the nurse. And it doesn't matter what I have to do, get the baby to take the vitamin. And hubby, well, he's trying so hard to support me, but he really just thinks I'm an emotional wreck at the moment. In that moment, I feel alone, embarrassed, scared, and unsupported. Now, I'm not sharing this with you to say that vitamins are bad or that you shouldn't listen to your medical team. Please, that is not at all the message here. What I'm hoping you'll see from it is that parents, moms especially, are often told to ignore their inner wisdom, ignore their child's protests, and just do as they have been told to do. And so, afraid of making a critical mistake, many of us will obey even when it feels totally wrong. Parenting, especially for mothers, is already so stressful. Remove your connection to your intuition or inner wisdom, and you become untethered, like a helium balloon floating through the sky when someone's let go of it accidentally. Now, just so you know, my son is now almost 24. It turns out he didn't like taking any of those liquids, the ones to soothe his stomach or to help with pain or teething or any of those. So if I actually got him to take them, he would typically throw them up. So I stopped giving him the vitamin that he hated. I took him out in the sun a lot, and I'm happy to report he still grew up big and strong. But I did have guilt, and I did sometimes worry. Now, obviously, I can't eliminate all the situations you might experience that will make you feel shaky as a mom, but I can help you to take back your power by pointing out some of the beliefs that you might be buying into that are actually making your parenting experience harder than it needs to be. Belief number one, I am the only person who struggles with parenting. Now, this is kind of a strange belief because if you watch any reality TV or sitcoms like Modern Family, Full House, those kinds of shows, or even if you listen to the media, you know there are plenty of others out there that struggle as well. So in theory, you should be able to say, nope, I'm not worried. Lots of other parents struggle even worse than I do. I'm fine. Yet, as is true with many really deep-seated beliefs, this is rarely the case when you take a closer look. Notice your thoughts when you watch another parent skillfully divert a meltdown by their child at school or at the mall or wherever you happen to be. Notice how you feel when you listen to a mom at parent council share a story about something that her child does easily, when inside you know your child fights it all the way. The point is, any task looks easier from the outside, where you can't hear the other person's inner dialogue, feel their uncertainty, or witness their mistakes. A lot of parenting struggles happen behind closed doors, which means you don't know about them unless you're in that room too. The result is parenting struggles aren't obvious. And because so many The result is parenting struggles aren't obvious. And because so many people believe they're a sign of weakness, they are not something that they will easily share. Remember in my story when I mentioned that my friend's son took his vitamin easily? That knowledge actually physically hurt when I heard it, and it made me not want to share my woes with other people. When another friend asked if she could bathe her son at my house because it was part of their bedtime ritual that her son loved so much, and he'd be sound asleep by the time they got home, I felt this similar kind of a reaction because guess what? My son hated baths. In fact, both of my kids did. The truth is, everyone who cares about being a parent will struggle with some aspect of this task. This job is all about growth, and growth always requires adjustment and learning. The majority of parents in a safe environment will admit that there are some pieces of parenting they just don't know how to handle. Not only that, but every one of us will make mistakes. This is the norm, not the exception. Being a parent means learning on the job. No matter how put together we might look on the outside, we all struggle at times, and that's a fact, which is why part of the focus in my sisterhood on Vibrant Powerful Moms is on what we're learning as moms, what we'd like to be more creative about, and what we're doing well. We don't ignore the struggles. We just define them in a way that allows us to truly stand in our power. So if you believe you're the only one that struggles, I'm here to tell you it is simply not true. Belief number two, parenting is natural. Sounds simple enough, doesn't it? I mean, people have been parenting for eons. So here's the scoop. Although the act of making a baby is often, not always, but most often, nature at her finest, parenting is not. It is a skill that must be learned and adapted to fit you, your circumstances, your significant other, your child, and so on. The areas you need to grow in, the mirroring that will occur, the financial stressors that you face, the supports that you have or don't have in your life are all unique to you, resulting in everyone's experience being a little different from everyone else. So why is it a problem to believe parenting is natural? Well, when you believe something is natural, deep down inside, you think it should be easy, obvious, and that you should automatically know how to do it. To take this a step further, when you think something is natural, you don't give a lot of thought to how it might be done. In other words, you don't believe there's a lot of choices, which means you don't access your inner wisdom and use your creativity to develop new ways of being. When something is natural, we feel like there's no other choice but to do things the way we have seen them done in our own lives. So for example, if you were raised in a home where you were spanked or threatened to be spanked when you misbehaved, this form of punishment can feel natural to you. Even though spanking and threatening might not fit at all with the kind of person that you are, with what you're trying to teach your kids, never mind your own beliefs, conscious beliefs, and perhaps even training around gaining compliance from others. When we believe something is natural and it's not, we limit our choices. We rarely look beyond what we believe to be true. This limits us to the tools that we have in our toolbox from our own upbringing. They are not natural. but they are familiar. When something is natural, you will do it in a predictable way, even if you are not encouraged or shown how to do it. So for example, think about a baby learning to walk. Unless something's getting in the way of him physically being able to walk, he will quite naturally start pulling himself up on things, cruising around furniture, and walking on his own. The amount of time he spends in each stage will be unique to him, and the age he becomes mobile will vary, but the process itself will happen, even if he's being raised in a family that does nothing to encourage him to try to walk. Can you see the difference between this natural process and the learned role of being a parent? Parenting is not natural. It is a unique process that can be done so many different ways. It's actually quite mind-boggling. When you embrace this, you free yourself up to ask questions, get creative, seek out support, and perhaps most importantly, move beyond the idea that there's only one right way to do things. Belief number three, I should be able to do this without any help. Even though consciously at this time in history, people are starting to recognize that asking for help is not, in fact, a sign of weakness, many people still struggle with the idea that they might need help with something that feels like such a natural part in our life. Of course, now that you understand parenting is not natural, this idea should be a lot easier to overcome. Beliefs are like a tree. They're supported by roots, some of which stretch out really far and grow really thick, but they're in your subconscious mind, not your conscious one, just like the roots of the tree are deep down under the ground. This means simply becoming aware of a belief is not enough to take away its power over you. You have to do a bit of work to really chop out all the roots if you want to get rid of it. For example, remember in my story about the public health nurse and my son, I mentioned that there were two beliefs stopping me from really standing up for myself. The second belief was, if you don't listen to the authorities, they can see you unfit as a mother and maybe even take your baby away. This belief runs very deep for many of us and can definitely interfere with any desire to ask for help. Even though we know we're really good people, we know we're not the kind that, you know, child and family would be looking for, our system is kind of broken. And that's a whole other discussion we'll have another day. Now, my first belief was also part of this root system. I can't ask for help because the doctor knows best. And what I'm feeling at the moment is going against what the doctor, or in this case, the nurse, is telling me. And here's the kicker. At the time, I didn't even know I had these beliefs. So these are just two of the big roots you might have as well. Yet, there are probably plenty more holding up that tree. So I challenge you to start noticing how easy it is for you to ask for help. And also notice what gets in the way or stops you from doing it more often. Now, just a quick note. It's usually easier for us to ask for help with things we feel that we're not expected to know. So sometimes it's really helpful to look at your expectations for yourself and use those to guide you to help you uncover the underlying beliefs. That's all I have time to share for right now on this topic, but it is definitely one that we talk about in our Sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms. So if you feel this is something you'd like to explore further, I really hope that you'll look into it and perhaps join us. In closing, parenting is not about being perfect. It is about learning, growing, and unconditionally loving yourself and your child. When you're living with awareness, you regain an important piece of your power. One that allows you to feel like you have a bit more control in your life, even though control is actually an illusion. But this makes it easier for you to stay tuned in to your intuition, to access your inner wisdom, and perhaps even speak up when someone tells you that there's only one way to raise a healthy child. With much respect for you, and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you use your parent power to build respect and to guide your child, it will help you set a strong foundation for the years ahead. If you use your power only to get your way, it will cause much grief and frustration. The choice is yours, and you do have the power to make a difference.